officer. I keep telling you, that is my real name. But officer, I can't get my hands no higher. Why, officer, I can walk a straight line. But officer, that was a straight line. Now look here, officer. Will you let me get one word in? But officer, let me out. I never been in this part of town. But officer, I mean Lucifer, I mean Mr. Police. Hey, if you can't do me no good, don't close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
And the rain is pouring down, and the leaves are turning. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Morning, Cicely. 8 a.m., muchachos. Time to finish those flapjacks, knock back that second cup of joe, and get ready to greet the day. Temperatures creeping towards double digits as this solar drought continues. 23 days and an average hour and a half of sunlight every day. No relief on the horizon. Which only makes sense because there is no horizon. Our friends at the Weather Service are calling for another storm, and as we know, they've been batting 1,000 lately. Hey, let's check the social calendar, huh? Nothing. Total blank. It's cabin fever season, people. That time of the year when four walls feel like they're just going to come in here and choke the spirit right out of you. Time to lock away those firearms and hang tough. No way through it but to do it.
Thank you. walking around and wondering, what did I do? What did I do? Walking around and wondering, what did I do? What did I do?
Those thermals, Sicily. It's a crisp -7 degrees out.
This is Chris in the Morning with a couple quick notes.
Got some news from the home front here. Ed Chigliak dropped a note for me to read to everyone. Hey, everyone. I feel fine, really. It was just that seeing Maurice almost go splat got me thinking about death. Not in a bad way, just in a way, like when Greta Garbo threw herself under the St. Petersburg Express in Anna Karenina. Or how about Warren Beatty freezing to death in McCabe and Mrs. Miller hunched over in the snow? He just stopped. Does anyone else think about these things? Please let me know. Your friend, Ed. And under our cosmology and astronomy department, an eye-opener for you stargazers, HD 1545, once thought to be a single star with a weird little wiggle in its orbit, is actually two twins, binaries, two stars orbiting around each other. So congrats to our tiny little celestial dancer and your new partner, HD 1545B. Talking about cosmic couples, it seems our own Milky Way has a significant other. That's right, we're being slowly tugged along by a sister galaxy, Andromeda. And even beyond that, there's a great attractor, a supercluster of galaxies that's slowly drifting towards our own supercluster in a warm gravitational embrace. Always remember, it takes two to tango.
Stuff. Arms have charms, but I've no hope of falling in love. The rest of life pales in significance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance. Rings and strings, what use have I for these things? Bells and carousels, I just be fooling myself. The rest of life pales in significance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance. And you, you look like heaven. Step from a dream. 777 times lovelier than anything I've ever seen. The rest of life pales in significance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance.
every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing.
My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. Or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my my sister always did. My sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the paling, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the paling, part of my childhood died, just died. There's a pop out where the paddy used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Chris in the Morning Show. Enjoy it while it lasts. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's a classic from Pee Wee King and the Golden West Cowboys.
My darling, to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. My darling, to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were claiming the beautiful Tennessee War.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. Myself right out the womb. I dance myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. Dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Is it strange to dance so late? Myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb. Is it too wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I like a need to a balloon. Oh.
Greetings, everybody, from K-Bear, the heart and soul of Sicily, Alaska. This is Chris in the Morning. Where I'm sitting, I got a great view of all the Yuletide decorations going up all over town. That's right, everywhere I turn my head, I see ebony birds roosting for the holidays. You know, twinkling colored lights are nice, and so are plastic Santas and reindeers and manger scenes, but tell you something, friends. Nothing like the sight of a beautiful black-as-pitch raven to get you in the Christmas spirit. Oh, hey, that reminds me. Congratulations to our own Marilyn Whirlwind, who's landed the part of the Princess of Sitting in this year's Raven Pageant. Break a wing, Marilyn. Hey, this one's for everybody out there.
Merry Christmas, pretty baby. I'm so glad to be back home. Yeah, Yes, Merry Christmas, Pretty Baby. I'm so glad to be back home. I'll get the reason why I'm so glad. I can still call you my own. Christmas Eve morning, Mama, I was on my way back home to you. Yes, Christmas Eve morning, Mama, I was on my way back home to you. But I know I was so glad. I know I had someone to come home to. To have a sweet little girl like you. Yes, a slow bread, my darling. To have a sweet little thing like you. But I really know I'm so glad. I know that I had someone to come home to.
Tonight's the night I've set my mind on. save. Gotta relax, turn down all of my advice. Last fall I had a night to myself. Same guy called, Halloween party. Waited all night for him to show. This time his car wouldn't go. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late. Try to turn home to celebrate. In a quiet way, unwind. Doing business right this time. So on with the boots back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Standing this one alone, he said, need a break, this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
Chris here with the K-Bear Afternoon Traffic Advisory. Commuters, leave a little early today because I see some caribou out there on Main Street. There's our own mayor, the Honorable Miss Edna Hancock, having a little trouble. Go get him, Edna. My guess is this year's heavy snowfall is altered the caribou's usual migratory patterns. Maybe just looking for a little change of scenery, something we can all relate to this time of year. In any case, they're here, so let's show a little respect for our antlered cousins, shall we?
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk.
Man, oh man, he's really gone.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack.
All the little hip cats jump for joy.
Cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those droopy reindeer when Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys, so you better
be good this Christmas Eve.
With his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk.
Man, oh man, he's really gone.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack.
Our little hip cats jump for joy.
Well, cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those groovy reindeer when Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys, so you better
be good this Christmas Eve. Jingle jangle, jingle jangle, jingle jangle.
Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore? Quoth the raven, nevermore. Well, that's how Mr. Poe saw the raven. You know, lots of references in Western literature do tend toward the negative. Like most things in life, when it comes to transcendental symbols, one man's savior is another man's pair of lead boots.
Attention, Sicilians, only 2 shopping days left till Christmas. Hey, I see the Minifields out for a family stroll. How nice. Merry Christmas. Cujo Santan, everybody. This just in from the Sicily Choral Society. All members are requested to gather at 7 o'clock tonight for caroling. Please remember to dress warm. Also, a reminder to anybody attending tomorrow night's Raven pageant, you're welcome to take pictures, but please, no flash equipment. It's hazardous to the performers. Okay, here's one for Maurice.
Toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Bang, bang, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and I know just because I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard. Pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings him toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Squirt, squirt, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none.
Thank you.
Good morning, blues, blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues, blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, I wanna see Santa Claus. Baby, it's Christmas time, I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Christmas, but my baby back to me.
Said the cow, all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I, said the cow, all white and red. So every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel. The gift he gave Emmanuel. It's an old legend that on Christmas Eve at midnight, all the animals fall to their knees and speak, praising the newborn Jesus. Back in the winter of 69, my dad was serving a short time for a DUI, and I don't know where my mom was. Anyway, I was home alone Christmas Eve, and I stayed up extra kind of late to see if my dog Buddy would talk. And he did. I don't remember his exact words, but that's not important. What matters is that a 7-year-old boy experienced his own personal epiphany. What's my point? Well, it's that Christmas reveals itself to us each in a personal way, be it secular or sacred, whatever Christmas is, and it's many things to many people. We all own a piece of it. It's like, well, it's kind of like Santa's bag. Inside there's a gift for everybody. My Christmas wish for you tonight, may your dog talk. Good night, Cicely. Merry Christmas.
There was Christmas Eve there, and the trump sang, and an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain dew, and it turned my face away. And dreamed about you, and I'm the lucky one. Came in, it seems to one, I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I could see you better time when all our dreams come true.
I cut them with me breath. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I build my dreams around you.
Hampstead lives a man who spent many years patiently trying to photograph a ghost. He's Mr. John Cutton, a retired naval commander, a member of the Society for Psychical Research.
I've always been interested in any phenomenon or reported phenomena which defies explanation.
What have you learned?
It's rather a leading question, what I've learned. I mean...
Well, I meant it to be. What is the situation about ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
That, again, is a difficult question to answer, because if I said, yes, I believe in ghosts, it might imply that I frequently see ghosts, which I do not. On the other hand, if I said I didn't believe in ghosts, it would imply that I think nobody sees ghosts, and that wouldn't be true either, because... No.
If you saw a ghost, would you then believe in ghosts?
Yes, I would, but I would not necessarily assume that it was an external entity. I would want it to stay there if possible, and try and investigate it, and see what in effect it really was. It might be a product of my own imagination. It might be an hallucination. And I would want to try and see if I could test this out.
Are usually associated with an individual.
I do believe in spooks. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
You are listening to
Meditations.
Mid Valley.
Mutations.
Mutations.
On Sheena's Jungle Room.
Mid Valley.
The spirits of the radio, or
Ghosts 2.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
And welcome. Or should I say, good hello. Why not both? It's the holiday season. We can do whatever we want. That's because it's Mid-Valley Mutations. Hopefully everyone is hearing our show, and we're not having any ghostly interference. But you never can be too sure about that. Yeah, I thought, given gestures broadly, everything that's happening around us, I thought it might be nice to kind of not necessarily do a straight holiday thing the way I am prone to do sometimes. Nothing against the holiday show or whatnot, but I'm just not feeling it as much this year as I sometimes do. And occasionally I have been known to do some ghost stories on the radio this time of year, and I thought to myself, you know, this would be the perfect time for people to call in with a ghost story if you have one. So certainly that got me thinking about all sorts of things, and here we are. Sometimes I feel like the setup is a whole lot of me saying one thing and then ending with, and so here we are. But that is just a long way of saying that, we are going to explore the Christmas ghosts of the Mid-Valley, some holiday ghost stories, some other ghost hunting content. Hopefully if we get anybody calling in with some actual ghost stories of their own, we can put those on the show. It doesn't have to be holiday themed, although I do think if you have a holiday ghost story, I want to prioritize your call, please, because that would be great. If a ghost haunts you around the holidays, let's hear that one, please. But in general, the lines will be open, so you can send your own sounds if you want to do that. You can interact with the show, audience participation, as I like to call it. I noticed Webhamster Henry referencing the telephone jam show on WFMU. I am not familiar with this. It probably predates my knowledge.